and I'm loving being on it.
Good morning. I'm opening this meeting of the House Interim Committee on Revenue. It's Tuesday, September 17th. Welcome back, everybody, and to our new member, Representative Kenny Geyer. Glad you're with us.
Thank you.
We have several items on our agenda today. It's a little bit ambitious. All of these are important for us to cover today, and none of them are intended to be an in-depth final conversation on any of them. All of these things are a work in progress, and will be the subject of subsequent informational meetings or hearings or just ongoing work. I'm opening the informational meeting on a bunch of things. The first item will be a discussion of the interim committee work plan. This is something that I have developed with our legislative revenue officer. This is just a collection of all the things we know that we have identified as committee members or from the legislative revenue office, the things that we know we need to be covering over the next 18 months or so. Mr. Alanek.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. So before I get into that, I do just want to let everybody know that our measures passed document is up online, and that is basically a culmination of the revenue impact statements for the bills that passed. So it's a nice compendium of all the revenue measures, and that's online now. Jumping into the work plan, it has 13 or 14 items listed here. So I was just going to briefly go down and provide some context for each of the bullet points without going into too much detail unless there are questions or things that members would like to add. And some of these are just follow-up conversations from issues that popped up during the session, and some of them, and so they may or may not have a tangible product at the end of the line, whenever that may be, and some of them will have tangible products or potentially lead to legislation. The first one is the funding, the charge for the Universal Service Fund. This was House Bill 2184. It passed the House, but it stalled out in the Senate. So it's on the list just for a follow-up conversation to see where that policy may go in future sessions. The second item, House Bill 3427, fine-tuning and technical issues, we expect to lead to a bill in the 2020 session. And the idea really is to work on any technical issues that will be coming up this fall. The big next step, or the primary next step in this process, is the Department of Revenue rule-making process. So whatever issues get identified in that process, as well as any issues that stakeholders may identify with the bill, we're expecting to culminate in a new bill for 2020 that will deal with the technical issues. There are certainly policy questions that people will have, and that will play out over the next few months. But that is one where we're expecting a bill in 2020. The third item, House Bill 2128 report, the definition of tax expenditure. This was a bill that tried to get at this notion of the concept of a tax expenditure and the definition of it. And these implicit sunsets really created some thorny issues that the committee dealt with throughout the session, but there wasn't really time to flesh it out. And for the sake of a new member, an implicit sunset, let me back up. Tax expenditures, for the most part, they're tax credits, deductions, and so forth. And they will have an explicit sunset in that if you look at statute, it'll say this tax credit expires on this date, it sunsets on this date. Other tax expenditures may not have that sunset date. Back in 2013, the legislature passed a bill that said all tax expenditures, if not stated otherwise, have a sunset of 6 years. So that's what we refer to an implicit sunset. And that has actually created some issues. Just this past session, going back the clock, it was an automatic 6-year sunset. So anything that became law in the 2013 session for the first time was automatically sunset in 2020. And when the Department of Revenue put together their tax expenditure report, they were grappling with whether or not certain policies are a tax expenditure. Without these implicit sunsets, the definition of a tax expenditure can largely be viewed as an academic exercise. Two people can disagree on whether something is a tax expenditure, but there's no consequence to it. Well, now with the implicit sunset, there is a consequence to it. So that's the core issue. And that report is due for the 2021 legislature, but we're hoping to make some progress by 2020 in case some legislation might be needed, because during 2020, Department of Revenue will be producing the next tax expenditure report. The fourth item is tax expenditure review process for property tax exemptions. That's actually one of the items a little bit later on this morning, so I'll leave that one there. We'll get into that in a little bit. The fifth item, guidelines for tax expenditure analysis, the objective criteria and purposes, and the policy committee work and JTAX work. This is really getting at the process during the legislative session. For a number of sessions now, going into it, we have drafted for each chamber bills that would automatically extend a sunset 6 years. The bills would go to policy committees. The policy committees would do their work. And then they would go on to JTAX. And that's a simplification of the process. There's been a lot of variance within that. But the idea there is how to formalize and improve that process. The sixth item is the Senate Bill 193 report. This relates to interstate broadcasters and their taxation. In 2014, the legislature passed a temporary provision changing the apportionment method for these companies, with a report due in 2017, and it got extended for another year. This is an issue where there have been a number of audits by the Department of Revenue, and there are fundamental disagreements between the Department of Revenue and the taxpayers, and there are a number of cases that are working their way either into or through the court system. And the legislature, for the past couple of years, has been waiting to see what the culmination